Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited. We have a brand new guest speaker on with us today. Marina Rose is here, and she's going to be talking to us about how to unleash the blueprint of your soul through your hands. So we've never had anybody on the show talking about hand analysis, right? Scientific hand analysis or palmistry or anything like this. So I'm so excited. It's like, yay, it's going to be, all of us are going to learn something new. So so today, like I said, Marina's going to be talking to us about that, about our fingerprints. We're going to discover if we are living from an intention of love or fear and some of the red flags to look for to put you back on your path. We're going to talk about knowing your challenges and life lessons and that they are the key to living your life purpose. And we're going to discover how you can begin to heal your ancestors that have passed and those that are still living through, I don't know, that'll be interesting. I never thought of that with the scientific hand analysis. So it's like, okay. And we're going to talk about the lines in your palm, that they change throughout your life based on what's going on. And they are connected to your neural pathways in your brain. So, and a lot more. So like I said, this is all brand new, so exciting, and I've always been fascinated by the lines in my hands, I'm sure as some of you are as well. So for those of you who don't know Marina, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Marina Rose wants to live in a world where connecting with your soul's messages and guides is commonplace and being taught as one of the foundations of our education. A sought-after international soul alchemist using tools such as scientific hand analysis, intuition, and deep understanding, Marina brings her clients from pain and struggle to fully living their soul purpose. Her specialty is working with powerful women in transition, helping them every step of the way. And she has successfully produced and hosted her own educational telesummit on freedom from addictive behaviors, created an interactive online program, 21 Steps to Soul Discovery. She is gifted in soul-guided meditation and has co-created her Soulbird CD with guitar monk Matthew Dixon, who is Dr. Joe Vitale's music partner, as well as a facilitator of Soul Mastermind Retreats to Belize and Bimini. And I think you just came back from one of those retreats. And her latest happening has been a UFO encounter where she felt she had come home. Since then, she has been receiving direct guidance from her guides and been downloaded a special coded healing process that she's currently working with a graphic designer to bring this process to life. How exciting. Wow. So I'm so excited that you're here with us, Marina. So I invite all of you to open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your energy fields to the wisdom and teachings and energies that are flowing through the call today. And join me in welcoming Marina to the show. Marina, welcome.
Hello, Lara. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I can feel all the energy. I'm excited.
Yay.
Lots is going on right now.
Absolutely. And I forgot to mention again, if you'd like to ask Marina a question, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So we already have some hands raised. We already have some questions on the Q&A. So yay. And I know great. I'm going to have questions.
Perfect.
So
on.
Exactly. Right. So Marina, since this is the first time that you're on our show, I was wondering if you could just share a little bit about your journey and, you know, specifically about, you know, why you're so interested in, hand analysis, you know, and how that, connecting to that and researching that or studying that has changed your life. Like, what have you learned from that yourself?
Yeah. Where do I begin? Let's see. So I guess I'll start with, my journey really shifted when my mother passed away, probably in 2007. And I'm sure some of you know me, some of you don't. I dealt with a drinking issue a lot of my earlier life. And when my mother died, I had quit drinking. I've actually hadn't had a drink in 15 years now. But at the time, when my mother died, I realized that I had healed the physical part of me, the physical addiction part to wanting to numb myself out and, you know, not really be here dealing with things. And then it was all of a sudden brought into my face when my mother passed away that I hadn't really dealt with the deeper cause of it, which is, you know, emotional which is what our cause is for most everything, illnesses, everything that really kind of drives us. So that was a really difficult time for me. And that's when, you know, I know this is going to sound cliche, but my friend gave me the book, The Secret. And I took the book and read it in a day. And it was just that shift that I needed that made me realize that I had a choice, that I could respond to life instead of react, that I could choose how I felt, that I had everything within me. It wasn't outside of me. So that was, you know, to give a quick synopsis of my story of how I, my journey of how I got where I am today, that would be the very, very short version. Then to the next steps, I actually had started, after that, I started listening to series just like yours, Alara, and Telesummit for a couple of years after my mother passed. And it was just, I mean, life transforming for me. You know, I'd get on the calls and just listen, and I would, you know, receive knowledge and healing throughout the calls. And it was so exciting to me that I knew that I wanted to, not even wanted, I knew that I needed to partake in that on some level, on both levels. And mm-hmm. So I decided to put on my own series, and that was the Freedom from Addictive Behaviors. And through that series, that's when I connected with scientific hand analysis. And I interviewed Kate Arnold, and she was wonderful. She works with people specifically in hand analysis for addictive patterns. So, but before the interview, I wanted to kind of dive in, excuse me, and really understand what it was all about so that I mm-hmm. could, you know, her and I could really connect. So she did a little mini reading for me. It was a quickie 15-minute reading, and I was just blown away. In the 15 minutes that her and I were on the phone, she connected dots for me that I had known ever since I was a little girl, and I hadn't understood why I felt like that was my mission or my purpose. And I just said to myself, this is amazing, because it was the first time in my life that I felt like it was like I had permission mm-hmm. and clarity to take those steps, and I wasn't crazy. And so, you know, through that, there's much more to the story of the Telesummit, but through that,
I'm sure
that's when I started learning, as you well know, mm-hmm. when you do this work. That's when I started diving into hand analysis. That was 5 years ago. And yeah, doing the Telesummit itself, I was completely, it changed my life. I was, mm-hmm. I thought, I took it so dear to heart, Alara, that, you know, here I was going to be doing this work and helping people. And I was, my concern, I was in fear. What if I hurt someone? What if mm-hmm. I say something wrong? You know, because everybody's really listening, and you're that example for them. And it was scary to me. And the coach that I was working with at the time was really sick of me telling her that I was scared, and I was kept putting it off. Like, I had everything lined up. I'm going to do this. I had every, you know, all the speakers. Mm-hmm. I just hadn't reached out to anyone yet. And finally she said to me, okay, what if I told you that if you don't put on this Telesummit, that somebody's going to lose their life? Mm. And I was kind of mad at first, because I'm like, okay, now you're using scare tactics to get the fire under my butt, right? Mm-hmm. But then it was like a switch just went off after she said that. And we got off the phone, and I all of a sudden realized, Alara, it's not all about me.
Right.
It's not all about me worrying about, you know, what I sound like on interviewing people. What if I, you know, say the wrong thing? I was making it all about me. My ego was getting in the way of, you know, how is this going to be portrayed? Who am I going to do the right thing? And it allowed me, literally within 5 minutes, I hit the ground running and, you know, mm-hmm. put on the Telesummit with all the speakers. And the story, to make it quick, was during the Telesummit, I received an email from a man that was actually, the subject line was an unlikely connection. I opened it up, and he basically was explaining to me that he was hired through my assistant to do the transcripts for the telesummit. He didn't even know, you know, that the mm-hmm. telesummit was going on. And he had tried to commit suicide a couple weeks prior, and he had suffered from alcoholism, severe alcoholism, his whole life. And through mm-hmm. listening to the interviews that I did through his work, that he had to transcribe them, it was for the first time that he, you know, he finally wanted to be here on Earth.
Wow, that's powerful.
And it was so, I just sat there and, you know, tears were just gushing down my face, and I'm reading mm-hmm. the email, and I, it just, it was in that moment that I realized, anytime I have any kind of fear creep in, or anytime something comes over me that I think, you know, I'm not good enough, or what if this happens? I'm like, nope, it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's a ripple effect. And if mm-hmm. I'm inspired, when anybody has that inspired action, there mm-hmm. is a much bigger picture that
Absolutely.
Needs to be exchanged. And we
yeah.
just get in our own way.
So often,
you know?
That happens so often. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you. You know, being this is my 13th season of doing telesummits, and this has been life changing, you know, and the gifts that I've received, the blessings that I've received, were, I hadn't even thought of that before I started. And it's not just me, you know, it's the listeners and the speakers, the relationships that we've collaborated and created and cultivated, and just knowing that you never know who you're helping, right? You never know what kind of a difference that you're making in people's lives, but just do continue doing what it is that your heart tells you to do, and all will be well. And you know, that has been the biggest lesson for me. Just follow your heart and do what, you know, you strongly believe in, passionately believe in, and it will all work out, you know, so that, you know, we've all had crazy moments during doing a telesummit where nothing works and you just want to throw the computer out the window. It's like, oh my God, I can forget it. I'm not doing mm-hmm. this anymore. This is crazy, you know, and then you get an mm-hmm. email from somebody saying, oh my God, I just love your show, and this happened and that happened. And, you know, you've made such a big difference. Like, oh, okay. You know, and then you take a step back.
Right.
And, all right. Yeah, that is why I'm doing it.
Exactly.
I love it. I'm so glad you shared
that.
That's
why
the
work. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, oh my goodness, 13 seasons. I can only imagine. You could write a book, Alara, on
yeah.
on how powerful that has been for you and the ripple effect that you've created in on so many levels.
Absolutely.
I can only
but,
imagine.
You know, but there was fear at the beginning, right? Because it's like, I don't know anybody.
Right?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know any speakers.
Yep.
Any who's my audience? I don't know. The technical stuff,
yep.
I didn't know any of that. Any of it. I didn't know any of it. And it's like, okay. But since I was guided, it's like, I'm just going to do it. And when you are guided
yep.
in that way, you just follow that energy. Just keep following it and it'll all work out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I found that, you know, that was actually probably one of the more scarier things that I've done in my life, putting myself out there like that. But
mm-hmm.
in through that, when it is one of those scariest things, you receive so, not only you receive so much back, but
yeah.
then through that, through us stepping into that, that fear, we create a ripple effect of people receiving from us. And to me, that's priceless. It's not even, it's not about, you know, really what I'm receiving. It's about what helps me make that step is knowing that if I don't make that step,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to hinder other people from
mm-hmm.
an exchange that they need to help them on their journey.
Exactly. Yep, I totally agree. And then, you know, as you do what you're inspired to do, you know, you grow and you evolve, you know, you expand out even more, you learn even more, you still make mistakes, right? But as you continue to
right.
evolve and grow and do what your purpose is, whatever that happens to be, even if you don't know exactly what it is, but if you keep taking that inspired action, right, somehow
yep.
you just kind of fall into your purpose. So can we talk about that for a second? What,
absolutely.
How can we discover
yeah.
our life purpose? Because so many people ask that question. What is my life purpose? I don't know what I'm doing here, and I can't figure it out. So can you talk about that?
Yeah. So I'd like to start by going back to, really how this is even, how I see this being created within ourselves and our physical bodies. I see us as, before we enter into the physical, we decide what in this lifetime that we want to experience.
Right.
On every level, on the high, on the low, on the shadow, on the lightness. And in this, everything I see is a frequency, vibration, and resonance. So our fingerprints are actually created through vibration. So they're created actually between 12 and 16 weeks in utero when we're in our mommy's tummy.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, I worked with someone and they were shown that the soul actually chooses the physical body, the family, the body, the situation within that time frame. It was such truth to me when I heard that, because there was something about that 12 to 16 weeks. I knew that there was something really important about that time frame when they were created. It wasn't just, you know, coincidence. So within that, when we choose that fetus, we are resonating and vibrating what our soul mission is, what our purpose is this lifetime, what challenges we need to serve that purpose. And I think that's the most important piece of this, Alara, is the challenges that we chose to deal with here are, they become our purpose. They become what allows us to serve our purpose. So to discover this, I like to look at our challenges. To discover what our purpose is, I like to talk about, obviously, when you're dealing with it on an individual level, it's different. But as an overview, broad perspective to discuss with everyone, look at what your challenges are right now. What is being brought into your life? What can you look at that's difficult for you? And what can you learn from that? How can you shape shift that and turn that into, what is this being shown to me that I can benefit from? It's like a school. This challenge that's being given to me is so that I can flip it around and have compassion for it on the other side. And in that experience becomes the foundation for my mission and my purpose here.
So what if you've had lots of challenges?
It's all part of it. It becomes a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when, obviously, this is when, you know, most people are going to have a lot of challenges. It's not going to be one. Some of us have something huge that becomes one. Usually many things morph into one, but then you break it down and you can then start seeing the pieces of the challenge. And you can move through them easier when you break it down. But this is when it becomes helpful, when you can get help to look at what these pieces are, how that looks in your life, and how you can shape shift them. And so in your fingerprints that we're discussing right now, that is where we decode your life purpose,
mm-hmm.
and your life challenges and your life path.
Mm,
and
wow.
So these specific things that we're discussing right now, they never change this time when you're in this earth body this time around, because your fingerprints are always here in the physical until you move on to the next life.
Right.
So the challenges that you ask for, they're always going to be coming into your life, but they are going to continue to up-level. So once you're able to look at that challenge and then see what that challenge is and have compassion and understanding for it, then the next time it comes around, it's going to look different, and it's going to be the next frequency of that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose is the same. The more that you can have the recognition and compassion towards all of it, you're able to step even stronger into the foundation of that purpose that you have.
Yeah, and that's the compassion is the hard part. Getting to that point. getting to that point of compassion is sometimes difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. And the compassion I see with working with my clients and in my own personal life happens from being able to dive into our own personal experiences. Maybe we're not experiencing the same thing that that person is, or have never done what they're doing to, say, us personally, but we can look at something in our own lives that we had challenges with, and comparing that allows us to have that compassion for that person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also knowing, I look at the way that things work as we all ask to come to experience everything on every level. So if you look at what's happening, say, in someone else and say to yourself, I may have been that person at another time, then that allows you to have compassion.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've done everything and anything, you know, that we can possibly imagine. This is not our first lifetime for most of us. Right? So, and
like
when
we want to experience the duality of it.
Yeah. And so we've experienced both sides of every kind of situation, you know? So when you are experiencing something here and you go into the blame game and, you know, victimhood and all that stuff, right? Sometimes when you step back, you know, it takes a lot of courage to step back sometimes and really look at it objectively. So you know what? You know, I'm sure I've done this too at some point, you know, in my many lifetimes. But that takes that takes a bit of time, I think.
And in our purpose, talking about our purpose, a lot of times we may be living. So in every energy, there's going to be the pendulum swing of the darkness and the lightness. And so even though, say, your purpose is to be this unique, powerful, gifted leader, the shadow side of that, if you have the support for that in your fingerprints, you're always going to be dealing with, you may be on the student path of dealing with the shadow side of that, which would be feeling powerless and not gifted and feeling like the victim. And so by doing this work and being able to dive into your blueprint of what your soul vibrationally imprinted in your hands, it allows you to see those parts of you that you're actually still in that shadow part. But you actually have the foundation, and you have the power and the purpose. You chose to come here to be the leader. But right now, you're not able to see that because you're in the student path of that victimhood or feeling violated by others. And just learning that and uncovering that, there's something about hearing it. It ignites something in your soul. And it's within the recognition of the words becomes the shift already. It's like, it's almost, I can't explain it, Alara. It's like, we're really not here to work. It's not supposed to be hard.
No, exactly.
Right? It's not. No. It's, but we need tools. We all need tools.
Absolutely.
You know, and the more that the words, the heart-to-heart connection, it's like a resurfacing of our memory, too. And in that, you receive that permission. You receive the clarity of, oh, that makes sense. And then all of a sudden, you start looking at every aspect of your past and say, wow, I do feel violated. Wow, every relationship I'm in, I feel violated and victimized. What is that? But I'm actually, you know, when you're doing this work, and then you can see and you feel, because you know when you start uncovering this, you will know, oh yes, I am here to be standing in my power and to be the gifted, unique leader. But it's so hard for us because when we step into that purpose, it's almost as if we don't feel worthy of being able to allow that source energy to flow through us,
mm-hmm.
because it's so big. It feels so big, and it's easier for us to feel little. It feels comfortable.
Yeah. Wow. Are you reading my hands right now? Are you reading my fingerprints right now?
I don't know.
Interesting. It's like, okay, she's talking to me. because you're right. You know, sometimes.
What does that bring up for you?
It does bring up that point of who am I to be, you know, the gifted healer that I think I am, you know, or who am I to be mm-hmm. the leader that I think I am, or who am I to do this, you know, those kinds of feelings. Yep. That unworthiness mm-hmm. is still creeping in here and there.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
and then you have to ask, who am I not to be?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I never get to that point, to be honest. That part never comes in. It's like, Yeah. So interesting.
Because when we're able to get to that, who am I not to be, that person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what helps me, because so to bring up personal stuff for me, my life challenge is the worthiness piece.
Mm-hmm.
So one part of our challenge is found in our fingerprints, and it's specifically on your middle finger, which is connected to the planet Saturn, the Saturnian energy.
Yeah.
You guys want to look that up. It's about accountability, responsibility, value. So that's something that I suffer from a lot, which whether you have it as your challenge or not, most women specifically will suffer from this and connect with it. So that's – I always tap into kind of helping people see a baby step of not doing it for yourself, because sometimes we suffer so deeply from the I'm not worthy enough
yeah.
that no matter how much on the conscious level we think we are valuable, there's something unconscious that's running the show still.
Yeah.
So what I suggest is always, but if who am I not
mm-hmm.
to do this if someone else is going to be affected by it, or someone else is not going to be able to live their journey because I was not able to step into that place.
Yeah. Yeah. That's powerful. I've been working with that all year. And you know, another piece just got, kicked to the curb, let's say this weekend. This is what it happens when you do have these types of feelings, you know, and sometimes they show up really clearly. Other times they're just hidden in the background, right? But when you mm-hmm. do the work, you know, when you start to do the work, there's different layers and layers and layers. And so I thought, I dealt with this. And then another layer came up, like, oh, I didn't see that. And now, you know, now that I saw it, it's like, okay, you know, so another layer has been shifted. So, you know, And then it's the unknown. It's like, okay, now what, right? Now that, you know, something's been mm-hmm. resolved and healed, now what? You know, so we're still waiting for something else to show up to show us that, yeah, you know, you are this, or, you know, you are that, or who are you not to do this, you know, and getting the green light, you know. So sometimes when we do see it in our hands, fingers, wherever, and we do resonate with it and we do the work, we're still kind of still waiting, right, for something else to really kick us in the ass, like you said.
Can you repeat that? I missed the word that you said. We're still waiting for what?
For like some, not validation per se, but something to push us to take the next step.
Right. Yes. And to me, that what pushes me to that next step is knowing that someone else might not be able to receive what they need if I don't take that next step.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
That has changed my life, Lara. I mean, it's been so powerful for me because of the valuing piece within myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a residual too, because then through that, it has allowed me to value myself on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wasn't able to do that and allow that, I look at it like a little baby bridge. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I have to do this first because somebody is going to be affected. And then when
right.
I see the effect, and then I see the ripple effect, and then we don't even know where that ripple effect goes, right?
Exactly.
Especially
yeah.
with the work you do. You know how many lives you're touching? You have no idea the stories.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And then when you see that mirror,
mm-hmm.
it has an energetic imprint within your soul of that worthiness piece. And I mean, this is just one example that we're talking about, but the valuing piece. And it starts shifting that organically.
Mm-hmm.
It opens it up. I mean, you still have to do the recognition. You still have to do the work.
Yes.
But before, you couldn't do the work because it wasn't even open. It's like it opens the door for it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, and it's about seeing it sometimes for the first time, right?
Yes.
And getting that acknowledgement that, yeah, that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Really powerful.
So, you know, as we grow and evolve, you know, can our purpose, our path change? Or can we have more than one life purpose?
Yes
to all of that.
Okay, so your fingerprints themselves never change, like I already mm-hmm. mentioned. So the purpose that you have will stay with you forever this time around. But you may have a couple of purposes that blend. So how they're decoded is basically the pattern recognition of the imprint on your fingerprints. And there's a ranking system. So if there were two that are very equal in ranking and they're the highest, that's how we discover your life purpose. And it's also an intuitive look at it as well. So when I'm doing the hands, I intuitively tap into what the big picture, and I see, oh, this has to be also incorporated in part of your purpose.
Okay.
But the key though is not just what's in your fingerprints; it's the blending of what's in your palm and your hand
mm-hmm.
itself, because that's where your gift markings are. That's where the movement happens. So in your question, you just ask, will this change? Will it always stay the same? It's
mm-hmm.
always going to be an ebb and flow of what the energy is in the moment for you right now. So it's like when I talk about goal setting. I think it's great to set goals, but then the goal itself is not the end game. It's the journey to get there, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's not about that you failed if you didn't attain the goal. It's about now that you're on the journey, you've become
mm-hmm.
a different person. So that original goal might not mean what it meant a year ago.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And so that's similar to what your purpose is and your path. It's always going to be, like I look at it like railroad tracks. So
mm-hmm.
your life purpose, your life challenge, and your life path. Those are hardcore three key factors that your soul chose to come here and deal with on the pendulum swing of those energies the whole time you're here. But
mm-hmm.
in the moment of what's going on in your life, all those little factors are going to partake in what that looks like for you, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Am I making sense there? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be your path. So for your life path, we have four paths that we group everyone into.
Mm-hmm.
One is the path of service. One is love. One is wisdom. And the other is peace. And so
I like all four of those.
Yeah. And, you know, and we all resonate with a piece of each one of them.
Okay.
But there's one that we specifically will resonate even deeper with that we came here to to deal with the pendulum swing of. And
so
it really depends on what's going on.
One of those two, service
yep.
and love.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think more service than love. I think it changes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so that's
the key,
path,
the key,
right?
That's the path. And the key to the service and the path, that's the workshop I'm offering too. So it's the group workshop that we dive mm-hmm. into each one of these paths very deeply. You know, we pull them apart and really the healing and recognition happens within each person's story,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's many stories in each person's life that are like, oh, yes, I know. That's me being on the student path. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But the key to just because you brought up feeling like you're in the path of service, the key
yeah.
to that is there's this one key sentence that I think is so important that I think we all will resonate to, but people that are in the path of service, this is huge. And it's about service is a consciousness employed. It's not an action performed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I think especially, Lara, for you and I and everybody that's, you know, in our realm of age group, I feel like we were all taught that service is something that we perform for others and we come last.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
And
I'm Indian. You know, I'm Indian woman.
As we are learning, that's not what service is.
No.
But this takes it to the next level, though, also of what the energy that's, you know, shifting on Earth currently is,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Earth energy that has shifted is not supporting the old paradigm anymore. So the old paradigm was more of the, I have to take action. I have to take physical action to make things happen. That no longer is supported anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even more so, we're being supported in our beingness.
Yeah.
So it's
breathe
within
that
our
in,
beingness.
I'm just everyone to
I'm
breathe
sorry,
that in. So I'm just telling everyone to really breathe that in, right? The universe is supporting
yes.
us to be in our beingness, right? To just to be.
Yes. Yes.
That's really important.
It's like gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you don't have to take action. It doesn't mean, oh, I can sit on the couch all day and just be in my beingness. No, that's
no.
not what it means.
No.
You know, it means when you're in your beingness, you are in your wholeness of your power within you. You are tapped in, tuned in, and turned on. And the God source, universal source energy is flowing through you. And in that, you are inspired. And only when you are inspired, that's when the actions are organic and of pure love
yeah.
intention. And that's when we take the actions because they're coming from a very loving place. There's no ego. There's no fear. There's no, I have to take action. I need to. You know, anytime we say those words, have to, should, need,
mm-hmm.
that's when we have to take a step back and go, why did I just say that? Do I want to? Do I feel it?
Yeah. Exactly. So many of us force ourselves to do things because we think we have to do it, you know, and then that it's not inspired action. And when it's inspired, it's always, it makes you feel good, right?
Yes. Yes. Like, I'll give you an example. When I was just on my retreat to Bimini, which was fabulous, by the way, last week, with all with my group, it was, can't say enough about it. But just an example of this, some of the girls were saying, oh, I'm going to do a Facebook Live, you know, while we're here in Bimini and, you know, talk about this and that. And, you know, for some of the girls, they have businesses in this realm. And I had this little guy on my shoulder go, oh, you should be doing a Facebook Live. It's your retreat. What are you doing? Why aren't you doing a Facebook Live? And I found myself in the shower, like, having a little conversation with myself and going, okay, why am I being triggered right now to feel like, you know, like I should, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And then I checked in and I was like, no, I don't feel inspired whatsoever to do a Facebook Live from Bimini for my retreat, even though, like, if you really look at it, I should have been the one doing it. See what I mean,
mm-hmm.
Lara?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
And I came back, I came out of the bathroom, and in the night in the conversation, I brought it up to the girls, and I was like, this is what I'm tapping into more, is catching myself doing those things, because if I hadn't caught myself, I would have tried to do the Facebook Live coming from a place of, I need to do this and take action, which then would have been coming from not a pure frequency of intention. And nothing, you know, I mean, it would have been fine. It would have been absolutely fine. But it's not where the energy is being supported right now. And to me, it's not where I want to come from within my work, within everything. I want to be in that realm of the beingness, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. So I just wanted to ask you really quickly, you know, so we're talking about the lines in our hand and how they can change. And sometimes, you know, there seem to be more lines, sometimes less, sometimes lines are more defined and sometimes not so much, you know. And I mean, I don't know very much about palmistry. I should, because I'm Indian, but I don't. I just know a few little things.
Mm-hmm.
And each person, you know, the left hand and the right hand, you know, and the one hand changes, the other one doesn't, and, you know, all that Indian palmistry information. One hand is for when you're married, you know, the other hand is for when you're not married. It's like, okay, whatever. So what does that mean with, you know, all these different lines on your hands and how they change? And can you just give a brief synopsis of that as well? And how does that affect your life purpose as well, or life path, you know, when the lines on your palms are also changing?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. This is where I find the crux of the healing work that I do with my clients is in the changing lines in the hands, because they are connected in the present moment to your neural pathways in your brain. So when I'm looking at your heart lines, when I'm looking at your head lines, when I'm looking at your gift markings, this is all how your emotional system is going on right now. And so that's where I can see any blockages or fears that are stopping you from tapping into fully living the purpose and the path that are in your fingerprints. So when we're... And in the work that I do, there's no predictions. I don't do any predictive work like some of the other, you know, the palmistry, the marriage stuff and how many children, and a lot of people ask that. This is like, it's hard to express in words, to be honest with you, Alara, what this work does. It's really powerful. It's very, like I said, when you do the work and you're the client, there's a soul resurfacing. It's like a memory re-emerged that happens, mm-hmm. and I'm just the facilitator. And, you know, obviously there's many people that do this work too. We all have our own style. And so for me, you know, I'm just the facilitator that's decoding it for you and tapping into intuitively what your higher self in this moment. My specialty is like what you need to hear right now to release your block that's going on.
Right. Yeah.
And the people that are attracted to work with me, their higher selves know it. So, like, right now, whoever's listening to this, whether it's the recording or live, your soul is already telling you, this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not advertising. I don't need to have, you know, your soul and my soul are doing the stuff behind the scenes, and they're going to make it happen. That's the bottom line. But the lines on the hand, they literally change within what's happening in your life. So if you go through a transformation, say, you know, you had a parent die, like I was explaining about my big shift in 2007.
Yeah.
The lines in my palm, of course, wasn't doing this work then, but I guarantee you they shifted during that time. So they take about, around a year to 18 months to show the physical result of the neurological change.
Okay.
And I've seen many, many of my clients' hands change. And sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes there's new gift markings that arrive. Sometimes they disappear. Sometimes it's just one little thing that shifts, but that one little thing is major.
Yeah, for sure. I can understand that.
yeah.
Okay, let me see. So when, so like today, like you don't have any of our fingerprints, you don't have our pictures of our palms or anything like that. Can you tell people what their purpose is? Like, for example, Yvonne in, I don't know where you are, Yvonne, I'll show you, I don't know anywhere that is. She's asking, can you sense what my soul purpose is? Can you tell that from, without that information, without the fingerprints and the pictures of the palms?
You know, I like to look at the prints and, and tap in from there. You know, I'd like, if I could talk to Yvonne, we could open up a conversation about it and we would dive right into that.
Okay.
But it's not something that I, you know, want to.
Yeah, because
it's also not, even if I intuitively tapped into something right now, it's in the dialogue that I'm not here to tell you what your purpose is.
Right.
She knows what her purpose is. She just needs it reemerged. And so within that, Yvonne, like you, it would be in the dialogue of you and I talking about what that is. And you would allow that to come through on your own. But if I came out and said, oh, this is what, you know, what I'm being shown that you're here to do, then that takes away a piece of the puzzle that needs to be there.
And isn't that kind of disempowering as well when you're telling somebody what their purpose is rather than they themselves figuring it out through the conversation, but, you know, realizing it, you know,
fast,
right?
Yes. And yes, even though in the work that I do in your, you know, obviously in your fingerprints and your reading, I'm going to dive into what that energy is of your life purpose, but it's not, I'm not saying this is your life purpose, just to like say, so just for example, if your purpose ends up being on your pointing finger, which is connected to the planet Jupiter, Jupiterian energy, this is all about leadership, influence, power, but what happens with that, though, is it doesn't mean that you're just here to be the leader. We bring in all these other aspects of you that come in, like I said, through the palm of the hand, but also in the dialogue of connecting with that person's higher self of what that is.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's not me telling them, it's me bringing it out in them of what that is for them. But yes, because if you come out, say, oh yes, that's your purpose, then they go off and they do the purpose, but there's no feeling behind it. It's this is what I was told.
Yeah. True. But so many people still want that. They want to be told what their purpose is.
I know. You know what my question is this Yvonne?
Yeah.
Is that her? Okay. My question to you, Yvonne, is what is blocking me from seeing my purpose? What is in front of me? What is the challenge that's in front of me right now that isn't letting me see that?
So ask those questions of yourself, Yvonne, and see what emerges. Perfect.
Journaling and do a meditation on that and see what comes up.
Okay. Perfect. So I was just having this thought in my head of something that somebody had told me a long time ago, like I don't even remember, 20 odd years ago, how what they said was, and I don't even know now what exactly they said, but in the morning, you wake up in the morning and you look at your hands, and you must, that is a some sort of something that starts to change your lines, or maybe they, I don't know what that was. It's like, when you first wake up, before you do anything else, look at your palms, you know, and that maybe strengthens what's already there or helps you to see what's there. I don't know what that was. Like, it just came up to me right now, just when you were talking about the hands. Like, oh.
Interesting. It's interesting, Laura, that you said that, because before we got on the call, I was thinking about other ways that I like to connect people to their purpose or to their challenges or their gifts. And the one thing that I was being shown was reconnecting with your hands on a very, you know, visual level. So I love that you just brought that up, because I was being shown bringing your hands to your heart space.
Ah, nice.
And allowing and allowing yourself to reconnect.
Yeah.
To what your soul, almost, you know, taking yourself back, breathing into that heart space and taking yourself back into before you chose the mother that you came into, before you chose this physical body, before you chose the family.
Mm-hmm.
And tapping into, it's this word compassion. Right now I feel like compassion is so important with where we're at and kind of shifting where we're headed for the energies that are going on right now. But because we have to have compassion of, you know, all, like, why would we choose some of these challenges, right?
Yeah. Why?
And being able to see that, like, bring yourself back to that ego's point of view, the observer. Pull yourself out of the situation that you're in and allow yourself, it's almost like the outer body experience, but connecting to taking your heart, you know, your hands to your heart. And it's like almost like seeing the lines and the fingerprints of your hand becoming a code, almost like the code to your heart space, and reconnecting that and asking your higher self to reconnect you to that purpose, to those challenges that sometimes you wake up and go, I cannot believe I asked this crap, you know?
Yeah.
What is that? Show me compassion towards that so that I can shape shift this challenge and turn it into this beautiful, beautiful gift that I know is there.
Mm, yeah, that's beautiful. And that's, I love that, because then you're, you know, you're encouraging or inviting people to reconnect with their higher self, with who they truly are, and get out of your head, right? Getting out of the head, reconnecting to who you truly are, your beingness and your higher self. And that starts a conversation for the rest of your life, you know, and that's powerful. That's so important. That's so empowering. I love that. Thank you.
Yes. And I'm glad that you just said that too, because what's been coming up a lot in the work that I've been doing with my clients is thought process. I'm seeing lots of markings in the hand blocking. The thought process is blocking us from living our purpose and living from the heart.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's very, very obvious that I'm seeing lots of hands these days, because, and I don't even want to say it's fear-based. It's that your mind is just trying to be more logical, but also with what's going on right now, logic isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry, it's not working.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you're coming from the heart space, logic takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it. If you're coming from the heart space, Source provides for you. But if you're not coming from the heart space and you allow your thought process to get in the way, the universe says, oh, well, I guess you think you know better, little one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you think you know better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stay out of the way. Which blocks the support that's here, that's so beautiful and powerful and natural.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yep, absolutely. The universe does step out of the way when you choose to only listen to your mind, to your head. So, I was going to think about that for a moment, but no, be with that for a moment, okay? Be with that for a moment. Okay, so so one thing I did, and then we'll talk about this in a little bit, but I went back to the live page and I added those pictures that you sent me of your encounters with the UFOs, right? So those two pictures that you sent me. So I've added those to the live page. So the people who are on the live page, if you just want to refresh, you can see those. I had meant to do that earlier today, and then it totally slipped my mind. And maybe we'll talk about that for a few minutes in a little bit. So, but I wanted to take just a few moments to talk about the package, the special offer that you have for us. And then, you know, do you want to do a guided process after that, or do you want to take some questions? We have some questions, obviously, from callers and some more on the Q&A. So I really want to get to those too. So let's see what we want to do after we talk about the package. So
But
we'll definitely take some more questions because I know they're going to be interesting. So for those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/ where are we? /Marina13. So Marinna 13. All right. So there's one package, right? And this is the Unleash the Blueprint of Your Soul through Your Hands. And there's five components to this package. So Marina, can you tell us a little bit about what's included?
Sure. And you know what? I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to say it off the top of my head what I can remember.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
The group.
Yeah, so there's a live
group workshop on Life Path. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in two sections, two live calls. So it's two 90-minute calls, and we're going to dive into two life paths on each call. And at that point, when we dive into these calls, I'm going to have your prints already. So I'm going to know what your life path is, and we're going to dive into that so that when you're on the call, you can really dive deeper into understanding what that is for you. And the workshops that I've been doing have just been really transformational when you're in that group setting, and it seems to be where I'm working a little more towards is more of the group setting work. So I'm excited to share that with everybody because that's amazingly powerful. And it also is included a private 20-minute session with me uncovering your life purpose. So, and, you know, I'm going to dive into whatever we can dive into in that 20 minutes. And if a lot of you know me, I will be talking to you for more than 20 minutes because I can never get it done in 20 minutes. So basically, I give you what you need, and we go there, you know. And then you can also kind of get a taste for what it is and see if you wanted to go any further with that too. But so you're going to get your life purpose, you're going to discover your life path, and then you're going to get all the workshop files and paperwork that come with the information on your life path. And the fun thing about the life path workshop is it also helps you when you're in the workshop, you might realize, oh, my husband's in the life path of peace. You know, like you'll start seeing things that maybe your husband is on the student path or maybe he's on the master path, you know. And then the more that you can understand what energies he's working with that are more prominent, you can understand better what he needs. And so it's so beneficial to any relationship, whether it's husband, child, friends, the more that we understand of others where they're coming from, the more that we can have compassion and say, oh, I know why she's frustrated at this, because he's seeing it this way or it's affecting him this way instead of how it affects me. So let's see, what else do we have on there? We have the 21 steps to soul discovery. So this is a really powerful course that I created based on my telesummit that I did 5 years ago on really important steps that shifted and changed my life. And I incorporated in each step one of the experts that were part of my summit to tap into to what came up for them on that step and how that helped them in their life. So for each step, it's not just me expressing how important it was for me and telling a story based on it, but it's also, you know, I had Bob Proctor, John Astoriff, Natalie Ledwell, all those guys. I had some really fun people. Dr. Bruce Lipton was on it, and some really powerful unknown healers. So that's a very interactive. There's videos, journaling. It's a lot about journaling. And it's one of those courses that you take it now and it means something, and then in 4 years from now you could look back and pop it in and do it again, and it would mean you'd get something totally different.
Nice. And then there's the Soul Bird meditation.
Yes. So the Soul Bird meditation is something that I worked on with Matthew Dixon, who, again, works solely with Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret. And Matthew is a very, very talented musician that works a lot with I'm going to say it wrong, Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian prayer, and with the frequency of 432 hertz, which is the resonance of nature. And so this meditation that I created with him is, the background of it is resonating to 432 hertz, which is, it just really reconnects you with that natural frequency that of Mother Earth, which is what we are made of.
Yeah.
And,
so
you know, when we're in this, when we're in this work and we're in this realm, I think sometimes a lot of us want to be like, oh, I want to be out here. I want to be with the angels. I want to be with connecting with this. And sometimes we don't allow ourselves to be as grounded.
Yeah.
and this really helps you reconnect to, you know, your crystalline energy that you are made of Mother Earth, and just really taps into that source flow for you.
Beautiful. And then there's a bonus.
What's the bonus? Tell me a lot, sorry.
$200 discount coupon towards the 2018 Wayshowers Belize Retreat.
Yes. And that's a great deal. Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of powerful stuff that happens on my retreat. And this is another one of those, what I was talking about earlier in the call about having that inspired action. The only reason why I started doing retreats and continue to do them, and I will only do them until I stop being inspired to do them, is because I'm inspired.
Yeah.
And there's no other, some of it's crazy. You know, the first one that I did to Belize, I'd never done it before and didn't know how it was going to flow. But once I made that decision, the universe gave me everything that I needed and completely supported me, but it wasn't supporting just me. It was supporting every individual that signed up to go on that retreat. And on many levels, like the retreats that I do, that energy doesn't start when you come on to the retreat. It starts when you sign up. And the universe responds. And you start receiving what you need before you even get there. And then it continues after the retreat. So anyway, the Belize retreat is absolutely fabulous. We work with who's now become a good friend of mine, Mayan Shaman Rosario. She's wonderful. She has an incredibly funny sense of humor, too. And she's a very gifted woman. And we work with her for the most of the week. And part of the retreat, we stay on an island, beautiful island, Tobacco Key out in Belize, and it's in these little cabanas over the water. We have a little over the water deck. The stingrays swim right up to us. So that part of the retreat, we're really connecting to the crystalline waters of Belize and the ocean creatures.
Yes,
that's
a big
workshop there. With, yeah, It's amazing there. And then for the rest of the week, the other 4 days, we spend time in little lodges in the jungle. And we, you know, tap into the energy in the jungle and the birds. And, I mean, it's just amazing. We do connection back with the Mayan ruins. And that's when we do a lot of personal work with Rosario. So. Mm.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. And so all of this is available for $155. And so that includes the 20 minutes that with Marina. That includes the workshop, Discover Your Life Path workshop. That includes the meditation CD. That includes the 21 Steps to Soul Discovery, plus a $200 coupon for Belize next year. Yeah, amazing. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Marina13. So please do take a look at that. All right. So do you want to take some questions? Let's see what we have here. We have some questions. Okay. So we're going to go to the phone line. Phone number ending in 2705. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm really... when she said that she didn't tell you what your life purpose is, a part of me is like, well, why not? And then I realized, oh, that was my ego. But I'm here transition because I was a massage therapist for 25 years. And then I injured my hand like 3 years ago and I'm not able to work and it's, you know, totally non-functional. And I've been trying to figure out things to heal it. And the more I do, it's like it's not helping. And I'm just, it's kind of like I'm just supposed to just be and relax and just listen to all these wonderful healing calls. And so, but I'm able to tap into myself and love myself and feel my heart and feel my connection with nature and everything. But I just feel like, I want some motivation. I want to get out, but I don't really feel motivated or any inspiration.
That's because right now this is a pullback time for you.
Yes, ma'am, and open to receive because I love to give, and I'm able to help people some, but I realize I get it pulled into their shit, and I don't want that anymore. I don't want to get pulled into nobody's stuff. I want to be worthy and open to receive.
Mhm. Well, that's a beautiful recognition. And you're doing just in itself. I mean, what you just said was so powerful. And I find it really interesting because what I'm hearing you say is you're feeling like you're not really doing anything or you're not feeling inspired. But you are, what you just said is you're completely doing. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing. You're starting to recognize where your energy needs to be going. And you're not even, you don't even have to see where the results are. You see where the results are in your beingness and you will start seeing the shift in your physical being from that. So talk to me about your hand.
It's just frozen in place and like a claw, you know, like the fingers are all constricted. And I'm able to accept it sometimes, but other times I'm just like, oh, I don't want this, you know.
And I'm having a hard time hearing you. You said your fingers are feeling pain and they're crooked.
Oh, well, they're just in a claw position. I mean, they just look like a claw. And it's like, what are you trying to teach me? But I don't know. I just feel like I'm real tired a lot. And I just want to rest. When I lay down, I feel like I could just stay there forever because I know I've been rebirthed. I know I've gone into another lifetime. And I know that I'm shifting and opening up and remembering who I am. And I'm just so grateful that other people that I can talk to are into UFOs and all the stuff that I've been into for years, and people thought I was wacko. And I said, well, when the truth comes out, honey, I'm going to be dancing in the street. And all this shit I've been doing is really for a dead gummit.
So what I'm being shown right now is that a piece of this is possibly connected to the concern of what others have been thinking about your journey.
Yes.
And needing to consciously and subconsciously release that.
What others think? Okay. That makes sense.
Good. Thank you, Barbara.
So,
I hope you
know, when I'm seeing the hand, you know, I'm being shown the hand all crypt up. It's like, you know, holding that energy, and it's like coming from like a, almost like a proving place.
Mm-hmm.
And, if, you know, maybe something that you can do too is even, there's a couple of things, visualizing the opening and the releasing of the physical hand, and honoring what that represents for you, and honoring that helped you get to where you are right now. But now it's okay. And allowing the others that are in your life to have their own journey and their path. And you are able to recognize now that you have the power, all that you need within you, and it's not needed from outside of you.
Exactly.
How does that resonate with you, Barbara? Good?
Oh, that sounds exactly perfect.
Good.
It's like, because I ask the staff, and it's kind of like, I'm not getting anything. Oh, and I'm, but I am getting a lot because I'm just being, and I'm able to be in this peaceful state, girl, like most of the friggin' time. And when I get out of it, when something happens and I get out of it, I was like, oh, hell no. I am not going there today. I'm intending to be in a peaceful state as much as possible. And that's one thing that I've learned from this is, because I wouldn't have done this if this hadn't happened. There is no way, and I see that it is a tool, but I see that, oh, it's motivating me in a way that nothing has ever motivated me in my life.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't
okay.
That beautiful?
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, Barbara, stay on the line stay on the call because in a little bit we're going to be talking about Marina's encounter with the UFO encounter and all that wonderful stuff, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited. Thank you very much. Appreciate
wonderful.
Your input.
You're welcome. Lots of love to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
okay, there we go. All right, so I'm just going to go to the Q&A, and I have a question from Pinar. Pinar says, I also had the feeling Marina was speaking to to me at the beginning of the podcast when you asked if she was reading your palm. Ha ha. I know. I thank you, Pinar. So Pinar says, my question to Marina is, how can I direct my gifts that are being shown to me to be of service to others during this ascension? Alara's show was a huge part of it, helping me be aware of them, and now I feel like I am to share this with others. It seems like I need to move myself out of the way. Not sure how to achieve that.
Mm. Well, that's beautiful that. See, look at the ripple effect that you're causing, Alara.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Take that in. Take that
I'm
in
taking
right
that
now.
In. Yes. And thank you, Pinar,
okay,
for
good.
Acknowledging that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I, and again, this is, for everyone it's very different, but the key answer is just being in that inspiration. Kind of like the opposite of the story that I was just telling about feeling the pressure to do a Facebook Live. I didn't because I wasn't inspired. But when you are inspired, that's when you make the move. It's like literally living moment to moment.
Yeah.
And the more, and I think that maybe this will help, because I'm sensing that she's feeling, it's like, how can I explain this? You feel so much like you want to help, and it's so overwhelming that sometimes it gets too big, and it's like this big broad brush, like paintbrush, and you mm-hmm. don't know where to begin. So then you're like, you just keep going and trying to do this and trying to do that, but nothing, because it's too big. But it's actually in, if we kind of pull that back and we just literally go, okay, I'm right here in this moment. How do I feel? And what is the inspiration that I need to do today? And maybe it's simply to go to Starbucks and get a latte. And in that moment that you're having a latte, you're meant to be connecting with the guy in the line that's having a really crappy day or that needed to hear something that you and this person, this other soul, that's what it is. And within that conversation, you received an exchange as well. And then the next morning, you'll wake up and you'll have a different inspiration. That's how it works.
You know.
Trust.
Exactly. And, you know, when you get that inspiration to do something, you know, just do it. I mean, every time I've had an inspiration to do something, I just did it. You know, I mean, yeah, the fear comes up. Yeah, the uncertainty comes up. So much comes up. But then it's like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to play with it. Just do it. See how it goes. No pressure. No outcome that I'm looking for, per se. I'm just doing it, you know? And whenever I do that, it's been magical. So just do it. If you're being guided and inspired, and you are, Pinar, I mean, you've been on this journey for a while, and, you know.
Exactly.
You're definitely getting downloads and shifts, so just do something. When you get inspired.
Things that I want to comment here that you just brought up, Alara. One, if I forget, is on expectations, and two is the fact that, Pinar, if she is feeling, when you're feeling this, you really have a very big mission that you're here to do. Because not everybody, I mean, we're all here to do a mission, but sometimes it feels like they're big shoes to put on. Like it feels bigger than us. And it's not. We are all of the same particle. We are all one. We are all connected, and we all have a beautiful piece of the puzzle. So you're obviously feeling this because you're probably already doing what you need to do right now. You just don't – you want to see the results. So this is where the expectation comes in, because I loved what you just said, Alara, about, you know, not having what was the word that you used? Not having expectations on the outcome?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the key, because when you have that inspired action – the outcome that your brain, your thought process, your headline on your hand might think it needs to see, it's not going to see. So when you have an expectation of that outcome of what you think needs to be happening, you will then have a difficult time staying in that beingness of being inspired and going to the next step. Because a lot of times we may see something and we may go, oh my gosh, I didn't want that. I didn't expect that. But it's exactly what you needed or what that person needed. Or you may not see the result for 6 months. So can you imagine if you were like, oh, I need to see the result today on Monday and I can't take the next step till I see it, but it doesn't show up for 6 months. Boy, it's going to take a long time for us to.
Yeah. And you know, we don't know what all the steps are ahead of time. It really truly is one step at a time. It really truly is one inspired action at a time. The next step shows up after you take that first step. And if you don't take that first step, nothing happens.
It's
so,
not going to show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, but that does not mean forcing yourself to do something, but be in that inspired state. Go back to your heart.
Yeah.
You know, be in that meditative space,
yeah.
Talk to your guides and angels, whatever you need to do to be in that beingness. And then from there, ask the question, okay, what next? You know,
mm-hmm.
And then see what comes up. And then it's up to you to choose whether you're going to take inspired action or not. Right. Everything is a choice for
mm-hmm.
us. Right. Every single thing. And then just
That's
do
right.
it. Let me know, Pinar.
mm-hmm.
Keep me posted.
Yes.
She's very sweet.
And don't get down on yourself either, because sometimes we, you know, might not want to do that inspired step. And then we
yeah.
might go, oh, I should have did that. Yes. Just keep going.
Exactly.
Move on.
Don't
beat
yourself
up. Yourself to have exactly. Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up. It's okay. All right, so I'm going to take one more question from the Q&A and one question from the phone line, if that's okay. So
yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to the phone line. This is anonymous, so we'll see who that is. I'm going to unmute you now, anonymous. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Maybe not. I've unmuted somebody who does not have a phone number.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, it is. Hi, who's this?
Yes. Oh, I forgot to. Okay. This is Marcia.
Marcia?
Yeah.
Hi, Martha.
Marcia.
Marcia from like the Marcia I know, Marcia?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead.
I have what is probably a really simple, superficial question. The lines on my left hand are very definite and easy to see. And that's very different from my right hand. The lines on my right hand are very faint and not all that easy to see. So what does that mean?
Which hand are you more dominant? Which
my
is,
right
which
hand.
Which is your dominant hand?
Mm-hmm, my right
your
hand.
Your right hand. Okay. So typically, 90% of the time, your dominant hand will be what you're allowing the world to see.
Uh-huh.
And your non-dominant will be what you're holding more close to the cuff. Right. So if I'm getting this correctly, you're saying that your lines on your right hand, which is your dominant, are more faint?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So does this sound in recognition to you of maybe you're holding some things, you're not showing the world as much as you feel comfortable with?
Yes.
Okay. And that's, it's all good. It's almost like, you know, when you look at the introvert or the extrovert.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
I'm an introvert and I'm an empath. So I hold
yeah.
a lot close to me.
Yep. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Beautiful. So it's, you know, what it's showing me is that, you know, that when your lines are much more prominent on the hand that you're non-dominant, it's like that's just very comfortable for you to be very deep inside yourself and your soul. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then having it a little close to the cuff on the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much more to this, but that's just a quick to answer your the fine lines and the deeperness.
Okay, thanks. That was great. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Thank
oh, you're
both.
Welcome. Nice to meet you.
Sending you lots of love.
Thank
bye
you,
bye.
Martha.
You too.
Bye.
Hi.
Oh, good question.
Bye-bye.
I like that question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, so now that Marcia asked a question like that, I can ask you one little question.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one line that goes all the way from one end of my palm to the other.
Mm-hmm.
No cuts, no breaks, no nothing. And I've never seen that in anybody's hands. You know, I don't know what that line is, but that, you know, that the one that goes all the way across.
I'd have to see, do you know if it's your headline? Do you know your headline to your heart line?
I think so. The heart line goes up to my wrist, right?
Your heart line will be the one, the first prominent line underneath your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then the next line is your headline.
Okay, so that's my heart line. My heart line is the only line there is on my right hand. It goes all the way across, I think.
All the way across. Well, I'd like to see it more, you know, so I could really look and see what it's doing. But when it's going all the way across, it's number one. It's very deep.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart space.
Mm-hmm.
You're very connected. It's the hermit energy. So hermit is about really needing your sanctuary time.
Yes, definitely need that.
And that work and freedom is like a non-negotiable for you. So it makes total sense that you're, you know, doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can kind of have that flexibility of freedom in that.
Yeah.
And then connecting to, it also connects to the romantic idealist, which is example of that would be sometimes people tap into this. It's like if you're on the phone with a friend and they're telling you something and you hang up and then you're like, well, I think she said this, but did she mean this? Like you kind of like your heart space. It's not really your thought process, but it's like your heart space second guesses, like, did they mean this? Like, did she mean something like conniving or did she mean loving?
Mm.
And we have a tendency to like have the hamster wheel of the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. And what about the big M? You know how people have seen stuff on Facebook and everybody something about having a big M on your palm means something.
I know. I've been seeing that all over Facebook too, and it's not. I mean, it's not anything that I connect with in my work personally.
It's really
like the connector of the lifeline, the headline, and the heartline. But with the way I look at things, it doesn't. There's no.
Yeah, I
there's
agree.
Not
I don't,
anything.
I don't.
I would like to speak to one.
It looks pretty, but that's the only thing I'm
going to. Well, and a lot of times, you know, when you see the things that pop up on Facebook or the internet, the advertisement, you know, diving into some of the palmistry things connect to pieces of the puzzle, but a lot of times it's just kind of surface. Pieces that they're looking for a connector. So I wouldn't dive into that too much. But obviously, if something connects with you, it resonates with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So go
interesting.
With it.
It's just fun. Sometimes it's fun. But I've never seen that, you know, one line all the way across. I've always, you know, so it's like, interesting. So.
And I'd like to see if it connects to your headline and all that. I'd like to crack that open because we could go many, many places with that.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Yay. All right. That was a fun question, right? That was a fun question. Now for a slightly serious question, and this is really important. So this is from Denise on the Q&A, and she's asking about judgment. How do you let go of that judgment from others and yourself? That is a big one, Denise. Big one. So I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you.
Mhm. Well, this is the word compassion coming back in again.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
And, you know, the first thing that comes to me and with my life experience that has helped me, especially in the recent years, is really being able to go up into that eagle perspective of that observer.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I can do that, it's almost like I take myself out of my body, especially in a situation, you know, in the moment, because sometimes it's so hard for us. You're in it. You're in the heat of the moment. You're, you know, watching the situation. You're judging someone else or you're feeling that judgment towards you. And if you can kind of just like snap yourself for a second and take yourself emotionally out of it and almost look at yourself as you're watching someone else's movie, then you disconnect that emotional connector. It's like this emotional bias that doesn't allow you to have that compassion towards that person that you're feeling judgment towards or that they're judging you. You release that because now you're not involved. And when you're in the eagle position and you're looking at the movie, there isn't, you release the pain. You release the physical, it becomes more, I see it as more of a fifth dimensional
mm-hmm. yep.
energy.
Yeah.
And when we're in the third dimensional energy, that's where we, you know, get stuck in the judgment and judging others and the feeling of judgment others. And that is what makes us, runs our life.
Yeah.
But if we can pull up to the ego perspective of the fifth dimensional energy, then that judgment, it's almost like, it just raises the vibration and it doesn't allow it to exist anymore. And even if it does exist, it opens the doorway for you to be able to have a different perception. Every one of us, like when I'm talking about the movie, it's like, for the example, you have mm-hmm. a car accident. You have three people that see the car accident. Every person that you're going to interview is going to tell you a different story.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at whatever this situation is that you're seeing judged on you or you're judging others, look at yourself from that perspective of everyone having their own emotional bias of why they see what they're seeing. They are in their own movie. We all create our own hologram. That's it. We're all in our own hologram. So your hologram is completely different than that other person's hologram.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start understanding that, on a much more etheric level, judgment doesn't exist. Because judgment cannot exist when you realize that this person isn't even basing their judgment off of what your reality is. Am I making sense, Alara?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have to tell you, judgment is one of the biggest waste of time emotions that there is. It locks you up. It keeps you stuck in the past or in that situation, whatever it happens to be.
Yep.
And it restricts your flow, the flow of or the connection with the universe, the flow of the, you know, being in the flow of the universe. It restricts all of that because it's like you are holding yourself. If you're judging yourself, for example, or if you're judging somebody else, you are still holding all of that energy stuck, you know, and so it's not flowing.
Yep.
And trust me, judgment is really difficult. But so the only way to really get out of judgment is that compassion, is that self-love, love for yourself,
yep.
love for others, forgiveness, you know. I've been doing a lot of work around judgment for a long time. And I'm, you know, I'm really good with not judging others, you know, really good at that. But I'm not so good about not
mm-hmm.
judging myself, right? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's a process, you know, but start with that,
yep.
you know, start with sending love and compassion and gratitude, you know, to yourself, to people, just generically start doing that. And that'll start to open up your heart space even more so that judgment doesn't have a place to hide anymore, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's a big one. Thank you for asking that question, Denise.
Yeah.
I could talk about this for an hour.
It is a big one. I know. We could really open that one up, couldn't we?
Exactly. Or more. So thank you. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
So I did want to take a few moments. I know we've already gone past. I thought, you know, whatever. And, you know, I just want to take a few moments to talk about that UFO connection, that story that you wanted to share with us, Marina, if you have a few minutes left still.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell the brief version here. So so let me begin. Let me preface this with I was never seeking out extraterrestrials or I guess let me explain. I didn't know what my feeling was about that situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, of
right.
out there. And this was just about a year and a half ago, and I've been doing this work for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just one of those things that I was like, I just don't know, you know? I haven't really experienced anything for my own knowingness and whatever my heart space was. I just wasn't connecting with it enough to – I don't like to speak about things unless I really feel them
yeah.
and they're truth to me. So about a year and a half ago, I was in a meditation, and I was shown the vision of, if any of you guys are on the site right now, the vision of the healing code, the octahedron.
Mm-hmm.
And this was shown to me as a rose quartz. Basically, what I was being shown, it was two pyramids connected at the base.
Yeah.
And it was spinning over my head. And at this point in my life, I did not. If I had visions, I wasn't recognizing them as visions. And this was a definite vision. This was being given to me. And I was being told that I was being cleared, worked on, upgraded. My DNA was being worked on. Ancient knowledge was being reignited in me through this healing tool that was shown to me in this vision. And this vision continued after my meditation. It didn't go away. So even when I wasn't in meditation, it was showing up. And I was like, what is this? Okay. And then it split into two. And so it did different things. It split into two separate pyramids. And they were always completely opposite of each other, and they were moving around my body, and they started rotating counterclockwise. I now know, a year and a half or so later, I'm seeing many people discuss similar situations with similar tools. But at the time, I had no idea. This was completely unknown to me, and I was like, this is crazy. This is, why are they spinning in two different directions? Like, I would not have done that in my mind. I wouldn't have even known to do that.
Can I interrupt for a quick second?
Yes, certainly, Ilara, yes.
So right now I'm looking at the picture of the two pyramids that are open, and I guess that's supposed to be you in the middle there, or not you, but somebody. And I'm just getting all these palpitations in my chest and my throat, you know, and just feeling so much energy as I'm looking at it. Like, what? What is that?
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting on a couple levels. So one level is that's actually how they work through me, is through my heart space and through palpitations.
Okay.
So that doesn't surprise me, which is, so that is how you're receiving it, because I believe that is how people receive whatever was given to me and flows, you know, flows through me. It flows through my heart space. So it flows through the work that I do. It flows through our conversation that we're having right now, whoever's listening, whatever that is. I've kind of just accepted that it's like a conduit. That is what you're feeling. And the person in the picture is actually, she was the one that came to greet me from this ship, which is actually what happened a month after I was shown the healing code. So she came to me. It was one of those nights. It was a month after I had been given the healing code, and I don't know, the energy was just really electric that night. And I was like, you know what? Talking to my guides, and I said, I am ready for you guys to show me something tonight, whether it's in my meditative state or my dream state, but by the time I wake up in the morning, I'm ready for you to show me something that I can't deny, that's going to shift my perspective for the rest of my life.
Mm.
Yes, that's really what I asked for. And yes, that's really what I got.
wow, powerful. Ask and you shall receive.
It was really powerful. And I mean, it sounds, when I say it, I like sound cheesy when I say that, but it's the honest truth. That's what I asked for. I went right into the meditation, and this woman that you're looking in the picture, she was literally, you know, she looked like a fifth, you know, the 50s bouffant hairdo with the skunk white black hair curled up on the bottom, very feminine, very powerful in her femininity, just very beautiful. And she had this like black skin tight sort of cat suit on, you know, nothing what I would have expected or even envisioned. And she came to me on the left side of me, and she was in this little mini auric ship. So it was like, if I were to describe it in words, it was more like a live consciousness ship. And everything was telepathic. I knew immediately when she came to me that she wanted me to go for a ride, and I was like, of course. So this is during my meditation. So I'm in my meditation. I get into this mini ship, and basically it's almost like a motorcycle or like a jet ski or something. So I like get basically behind her and wrap my hands around her waist, and we go off through the walls of my house, and we go off into the galaxy, and we are, you know, going at insane speeds. That's how it feels. And while I'm in it, I feel very loved. There's no fear whatsoever. It feels very comfortable. And I feel, you know, when you're in the car and you feel the vent,
yeah,
the air flowing like in your hair, that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. And so the next thing I know, we arrive at the bigger ship, which is just like what we were in, only it was like the mothership. And again, it was a live consciousness, and it was, so it's hard to explain in the sense that, you know, it wasn't a metal ship. It wasn't,
yeah,
it was alive. So it was like they, if they wanted it to exist, it would exist. When they didn't want it to exist, it wouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge that I was being shown and telepathically, it was, you know, it's a choice. If they are resonating at a certain vibrational frequency, that they're to be seen and they connect with that person's, you know, mm-hmm, vibratory rate.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they won't be seen.
Right.
So
makes sense.
I enter the shift, and I feel very at home. I feel very comfortable. I feel like I'm home again. And the first thing that I'm being told telepathically is that my mother's essence was there. And it was repeated over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept thinking to myself, I'm going to have to remember this. This is, and the whole part, I'm just kept saying, this is interesting, because I'm basically the ego perspective. I'm doing this, but I feel like I'm above watching it. And the next thing that I know, I look over and I see, it looks like this beautiful area of a beach with sand, and the sun is out, and I'm thinking to myself, well, that doesn't make sense. How could there be a beach? Because I'm on a ship. Doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it was. So I walked over, and I knew telepathically that this was a very important area for them. This was, it was like their food, their rejuvenation. They received energy and information through the sun. They also had these ergonomic lounge chairs that were just a few of them lined up right there along the water. And they were made of beautiful, if you would think of everything that you would need in herbs and oils to help heal and rejuvenate your body. That's what they're made of. So you just sit in these natural organic lounge chairs, and they just give you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You feed your soul and your body. So I decided to sit down, and next thing I know, these dolphins start coming out of the water, and they're kind of nipping at my ankles and sort of tugging at my feet in a loving way. And they're saying, telepathically, they were just ecstatic. I mean, I can't even express to words the communication they were giving me of how happy they were to see me, and that they had been waiting for a long, long time for me to arrive, and that I was finally ready for my mission, whatever that may be. And, and they were like, we're here to help you, and we're so excited, and let's do this. Time is of the essence. It was just, and I'm like, okay, what are you guys talking about? You know, that was what I remember. That was basically showing, like, okay, that's great. This is all crazy, but what do you mean? And then the next thing I know, I'm back in my home. You know, I'm out of my meditation. And I just look around my room thinking, okay, that was a meditation. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. And I look to my window, and the curtain, there was a crack in the curtain so you could see outside a little bit. It wasn't completely shut.
Yeah.
And I see, it's almost like this star, and it's it's bouncing around outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, this isn't normal. Why, you know, I don't understand. And so I have to get up to look outside because it's just so abnormal. And I get up to look outside and I open the curtain and I look out behind my house and there was the ship in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So exactly the ship that I was just on in my meditation. And it would stand still in the sky and it was there for about 3 or 4 seconds. And then all of a sudden it went from, you know, it zigzagged. It went from like right, left, right, left, right, left, and it disappeared in the city.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I sat there in front of my window for about 40 minutes with my mouth to the floor saying, oh my God.
Yeah.
What just happened? My life will never be the same.
Yeah. That is powerful.
And it was, yeah, I went to bed. I didn't really go to bed. I didn't sleep at all the whole night. And, yeah, my life has never been the same since
mm-hmm.
that day, in a beautiful way. But, again, this was not something that I sought out. It was not something that I had been researching for years. It's something that came and visited me, and it's changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
In such a beautiful way. And I feel like they're helping me tap into whatever needs to be tapped into here on Earth right now. And I feel like I'm just a conduit for that. And, you know, speaking of that inspired action, that's when I get the inspired action and I'm doing it. And it's helping me be a lot more fearless and be supported. So
that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that story. And like I said, you know, I'm still feeling a lot of that energy more around my head, you know, really in a big way, you know. It's like, wow, really expansive energy. So thank you. I don't know if you guys are feeling anything too while you're looking at this beautiful picture, this graphic. I mean, it's just like, it's beautiful. I just love it. The colors and everything, you know. And so now when you just came back from Bimini, right? So how was your relationship with the dolphins this time when you went physically in a 3D?
It was amazing, Alara. I mean, it's hard. The work that comes into my life and through whatever is inspired brings me speechless many times because I don't have the words to how things happen. You know, when you're in that zone and you're just in the flow of, like, we've been talking about this whole conversation of the inspired action and the trusting.
Mm-hmm.
The healing happens for everyone that steps into that zone. And the connection with the dolphins was just incredible. There's a you know, before we connected and swam with them, I took everyone through a guided meditation of, you know, what were we there to exchange with them? Because I was being told that the group that came together was not only there to receive from the crystalline earth grid that's there and the dolphins themselves, but we were actually a big piece of the puzzle to help activate a power grid there and give an exchange something with the dolphins there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a beautiful exchange. And I'm so honored to do that with them. And when you're swimming with them and they have eye contact with you, they come right up. They're an inch or two away from you, and they just, there's this, you know, there's an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it on a visceral. I mean, it's life changing. I went last summer. That was my first time swimming with them in the wild, and that was also inspired by my connection with my UFO encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I went to Bimini in the first place.
Oh, okay.
And I received a lot from them. I was calling it Bimini and NZT. So I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper. But
yep, I have. I love
it. So I know this is like a crazy connection, but I watched it about a month ago. And it hit me. I was like, that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to this place, Bimini, which is a grid, it's a powerful portal on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is something there that gets reignited within us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was connecting it to NZT in the movie, because when I was there last summer, everything just opened up for me. And I felt like my everything was firing off all cylinders.
Right. And it's interesting because lots of healers actually go to Bimini and take tours, you know, like do retreats with people going to Bimini, you know. It's like, so that's interesting to know that that's why, because when it's a powerful place, powerful grid. It's not just a beautiful location, right? It's a powerful grid. Yeah,
it is. Yes. Hmm. And I'm actually being shown more recently that there's lots of grid patterns that we're all meant to visit, and mm-hmm. that is to spark something within our soul journey. Grid patterns of the opening of a soul lesson and the closing of a soul lesson, whether it be people that are coming into our life, it's the same thing as the portal energy on Earth, because we are of Earth, of that crystalline energy. So so when we're talking about Bimini per se, that's what that is. And you are attracted to go there, like the people that come to Belize with me. There's mm-hmm. also a portal energy there of clarity that shifts people. And you know, your soul just knows and says, yep, that's where I need to go.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you. That was amazing just to hear your story. Just experiencing the energy that's coming off of those graphics, especially as you were talking, you know. Did I really look at them before? I didn't really look at them before. I saw them, but I didn't really pay attention to them. But then when you were talking and speaking about it, just the energy just coming off of those graphics is amazing. Amazing. It's like, oh, my goodness. I really felt that. I mean,
well,
I do feel, but, you know, I really felt it. So thank you.
Yeah, and I have to give kudos to the graphic designer that I'm working with, Kim Dreyer, and she's in South Africa. She is a beautiful soul, and she's very gifted. So I wanted to work with somebody very specifically that was intuitively guided. So she tapped into her intuitive guidance while creating these graphics to really allow the healing to come from mm-hmm. within them and what was given to me. So
yeah, you have to tell her they're amazing.
I feel blessed.
Yeah, they're just beautiful. They're perfect. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. And so, of course, so this is, you know, an added element to the work you do, because whatever work you do, it's not just the work, it's who you are, right? And so since your encounter, you know, you've changed, like you said. You know, we all evolve all the time. We're changing all the time with every healing that we do or every experience that we have. We're growing and evolving and expanding. And so even the work that you do, I think that healing energy must also be flowing through you when you are doing these live workshops or these soul readings and so on as well, right?
Yes, yes. And I think that, you know, speaking of big shoes to put your feet into, that's been really hard for me to kind of step into. But I'm being shown the I have to own that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am.
There you go.
I can only own it because it's not me. But what is me in the physical on Earth is me saying yes to taking the action, right? I will own that.
Yeah.
I will own that I am taking that action when I'm inspired. But mm-hmm. through that, I'm allowing Source to flow through me. So it's not me. It's just me saying yes and not letting fear get in the way from the 3D.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. So I know we've gone way beyond our time, but that was so much fun. That was so much fun. So I just want to bring it all back to everybody to take a look at the special offer that's on offer right now from Marina at awakentohappinessnow.com/Marina13, and take advantage of the, you know, the 20-minute private session, the Discover Your Life Path workshop, the 21-step Steps to Soul Discovery, the Soul Bird Meditation, and the $200 coupon off to the 2018 Belize Retreat. And so just talking about the Belize Retreat in itself is so powerful. It's like, oh, you know, that's another portal, a grid where you can have or experience more transformation, you know, more take the next step in whatever your path and purpose is, you know, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. And I want to thank everybody for their beautiful questions. You know, we brought up a lot of stuff, you know, and all you relevant, did. All important. And so I want to thank you for asking and being on the call and sharing these questions. And Marina, thank you so much. This was so much fun. I learned so much, and obviously I experienced so much. So thank you for that. I'm getting inspired. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I'm getting inspired too. So we'll see what happens. So thank you.
Awesome. I love it, Alara. Thank you. I'm honored to be part of the show and you know, to be on this journey with you and connect with everybody on the call. It's just love it. Feel really blessed and honored.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. Like I said, have a wonderful evening. Take a, you know, if you get time, take a look at those graphics again or listen to the replay again when, you know, when Marina's talking about everything, about the soul purpose, the path, the, you know, the fingerprints, you know, and the lines on your, all of that. It was so interesting, as well as her story. So go back and listen to this replay. Go back and listen to, look at those images. I'll put them on the replay page as well so that you can experience them there as well. But, yeah, that was really cool. So thank you, everyone. Have a great evening, great afternoon. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.